class. You know, like for example, you know, I didn't know how to speak English, so I have to come here and learn, and that was very hard. I mean, you know, because I came over here to the U.S. and didn't really go to school right away. I went to a church and they had some classes, you know, which it was a reinforcement of what I knew. And then I had friends, which, you know, and then I started working and I studied at home. So I actually taught myself, you know, with help of my friends until I decided to go into school and get my GED because I was missing my last year of high school. Then, you know, I passed that and went to college. And so that's how I learned, you know, by reading and forcing myself to practice it too, because that's the main thing is that people don't want to practice, so that's why they don't want to, it's hard to learn. Discriminatory, yes, you know, a lot of people laugh at you, but I didn't really, it didn't faze me, because it bothered me in a way, but my thought was that, you know, hey, at least I'm trying to learn a different language.
Yeah.
What about you? Mm-hmm. So, you know, so then that plus people will look at you in a different way or say, make comments, you know, and, you know, especially in places like Minnesota. So you find discrimination over there. They don't tell you, and they don't, you know, they try to hide it, but you know, that, you know, by the way they treat you, and, you know, I can sense that, you know, I'm really good at taking hints and things like that, but I let go because it's not important to me.